couple of Aveilah Shaila. The one I got was, this person lives in Hamilton. His brother died in Montreal. Let's get the dates even. I mean, I'll make up the dates. But let's say his brother died on Tuesday in Montreal. Wednesday, they had the service in Montreal. And Thursday, they had the funeral burial in Israel. So he's not going to any. So the question was, he wants to know, when does his Avelus begin? So we'll get to that question. But to go back to another common question, the same area is, let's say, whether it's New York, Toronto, wherever you live, but this isn't uncommon. Someone's going to be buried in Israel, which is a separate discussion. Should you be buried in Israel? But that's not tonight's discussion. But so you're not going to Israel, but you're going to go to the service. So you go to the service, you know, you would have something to have it at the airport by Allah. So they take the body and fly it to Israel, and you go home. So do you begin Shiva right away? Do you wait to the burial? So the sugya begins, it talks about, see, it's a whole different scenario back then. People used to walk most cemeteries also are chutz la'ir anyway, but they were chutz la'ir, so you used to, but people drive now, I guess it's different. People used to walk to the outskirts of the city, and then I guess the Chevra Kadisha or everyone, or the family members kept on going, and everyone else, so most people turned back. So the Gemara, so they talk about that. What about to the people who turned back? So now what? I'm talking about people who turn back who are kruvim, who have to do aveilus. So what do they do? It says, so when they, you know, they turn back, and they go ahead and they start Shiva. So why do they start Shiva right away? So they start Shiva and then when they come back home and they start Shiva. So why do they start Shiva? So there's an interesting Rambam, which many poskim don't go with, but the Rambam has an interesting, the Rambam seems to say, he says, the issue is knowledge. It's like, what's the pshat when you go back from the gate, you just make, because who knows, you don't know if it's going to be 10 minutes, 2 hours, 6 hours. It's not like today, modern technology, where you Facebook it live or whatever you're doing. So you're going to know exactly what happens. Here, you don't know what's going to happen. So therefore, the halacha is, you go back. So based on that Rambam, the Bach and other postim say, and the Bach saying it, and he didn't have our technology we have. He says, however, Bizman Azeh, if you would know, what's the implication of the Rambam? If you would know exactly when the funeral happens, so then you would wait for them. That's how the Bach, and that's also some poskim say that you wait to the funeral. Like, so in our case, everyone knows when the funeral was happening in Israel. You're probably going to be watching it on your phone. So the Bach and other poskim, you know, they don't talk about videotapes and that, but they make it sound you should wait until the only reason you don't wait is because you didn't know. Now that you know, you should wait. And others say, the Ma'ari Kash, others, well, nasnu shir lechachamim, nasnu halacha l'shirim, is Chazal didn't set up a halacha like, for this person, it's 10 minutes later, for this person, it's 20 minutes later. He doesn't mean it like literally the Rambam. It's more like a low pug, that's it. So since you turn back, because you're not going to know, because every case we're going to go, maybe you do know, maybe you don't know. So therefore, many poskim disagree with the way, you know, with the box warning of the Rambam. Maybe they might agree that's the Rambam, but that's not the way they pass. And they say, no, that doesn't make a difference. It's a general understanding. You're never going to know exactly. You may or may not. We don't want to split the halacha, make it confusing. We work at the KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid, and therefore, no. You go back and you start Avelis right away. And therefore, that's the famous Psak of Ramosha, which seems to be Mekubal, that basically that seems to be the minig that you leave the airport, the body goes to, you know, the body is on its way to Israel, you go home and you start Avelis right away. So that's a discussion among the poskim. That seems to be the accepted view, that you, the more accepted minhag is you start out, you go back and, but so that, so that's the case where you were involved and now you stop being involved. Our case is different. Our case is you're not involved at all. So what would I argue? Do I say, well, when do I say, you know, that the halacha applies to Avelis begins, right? That's if I had some involvement. But maybe if I didn't have any involvement, so, you know, I could, do I say, so then I start right away, or Kal Vachomer I start right away, or no? If I don't have any involvement, then I have to wait for, so which way are we going to go? So this is a major machlokes achronim between the Netziv and his son-in-law, Rav Rafal Shapiro. So, and in fact, we'll see, he got payback later on, you know, I'm just kidding, payback, but we'll see what happened at the end of the Netziv's life. So the Netziv talks about a case where basically it was probably more, it was very common then also. Like, people live out of town, it's hard to get to people, so they went ahead and you're not gonna go to the funerals. And the Netziv writes, he thinks you wait, and if you're not gonna be in, the Gemara is only saying when you were involved, but if you're not involved, so therefore you should wait until the Kfura, and you don't begin the Shiva until the burial happens, you know, a day or two later. You know, I guess a further discussion within the Netziv, do you have a status of an Onan in between or not? Well, maybe we'll discuss that. But Avelis, he says, you begin, what's his Raya? What's in the Netziv's Raya? We don't begin Avelis until the funeral, because it's a rush. They all quote, the rush says, I guess it wasn't an uncommon practice then. A Jew was killed. He was crucified. So I think the case was the Rush writes where someone's brother was crucified in like town A. The brother lived in town B. All he heard was town B told him your brother's dead. Okay, so he went ahead and he sat Shiva. And then I guess a week or two later, he finds out, no, the body's still hanging. They're waiting for a ransom. They want to pay, and they have to work out. He got some money to hold this. He didn't get all the money. They wanted to give him more. So basically, in the writing, the Rush writes, there are two things that begin Avelis. Either Kfura, or he writes Yeush. Yeush meaning you give up from getting the body back. So if you gave up, then he's not going to be able to bury the bodies, and you could begin Avelis, or the Kfura. So therefore, the Tziv wanted to see, we see. So therefore, you have to wait for the Kfura. There's no yay or shay, you know what's happening. So therefore, the Rush says, the Shiva you did before didn't count. You have to do this, you know, you had to do the Shiva over. So we see clearly it goes by the Kfura, the Tziv says. And there's another Raya he brings is from the famous Rabbeinu Tam. His sister died, and he waited to do, there's a discussion about the, I think whether he was an Onin or not, but he didn't do the Kfura, he didn't start sitting Avelis until after the Kfura. So we see that this is two Rayas from Rabbeinu Tam and from the Rush, that the Chiyav of Avelis only begins after the Kfura, and therefore, in that case, you wait until the burial. Comes along Rev Rafal Shapiro, the son-in-law of the Netziv. He did not go for that. He says, I disagree. I say Yeshiva begins right away. If the Gemara talks about someone who started, you know, if you started Avelis, if you started being Osek, and then nevertheless you stopped and they let you start the Avelis right away, he says, in Kal Vachomer, if I didn't do any Avelis, I should start right away. That's our piece, Svara. What does he do with the Raya from the Rush and Rabbeinu Tam? So he says both Rayas are not Rayas. In fact, the Raya is for me. Isn't that what everyone says? They take the other person's Raya and say it's a Raya for me. So what's wrong with the Raya? If you look at the Rush's case, that's not what... The reason why the Rush said you have to do Shiva over is because it was a mistake. Let's say someone sits Shiva before someone dies. Would anyone imagine it's good? Of course not. So therefore, it's true he was dead here, but it was a mistake. He thought the person was buried already. So that's why it's not good. It's no raya about, but it's not a raya in our case that you need, you know, in terms of the kfura and not. The rush is talking about a case where there was a mistake, and therefore that's why it wasn't good. But then maybe you don't have to wait for the kfura per se, if you know, we'll have to elaborate on that in a minute. And what about Rabbeinu Tam's raya? It's the opposite. If you look at the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas, he gives you the whole story. What happened with Rabbeinu Tam is, the reason why he didn't begin Avelos right away is because his sister was being brought to him. She was being moved from town A to town B. So he's going to be Oseg in the Kfura, so of course he's not going to start. So he says, both the Urias are no good. They waited for the Kfura for different reasons, and therefore he says, you begin the Shiva right away. So it's a Machokas and a Tziv and a Sadamor, a Refo Shapiro, on whether you begin the Kfura, or you begin Shiva at the Kfura, or you do begin it at right away. So I think Ramosha, so it's a discussion among the poskim. So I think Ramosha goes, and others, I think the consensus view, if there is a consensus view, is they go with the son-in-law, Rav Rafael Shapiro, because he seems to answer up the Russian Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, he says, one should do Kfura right away. And in fact, the story goes that his wife's father died, who was in the Tziv, and he was in a different town, and she wasn't going to the funeral. So she asked, when do I begin Shiva? Do I follow my father, or do I follow, he said that you follow me, you start Shiva right away. I assume she was a good wife and listened to her husband and she did Shiva. So according to, let's say we work with Rav Yefal Shapiro. So number one, this person, he wanted to wait. He was actually watching it on video. Like he was gonna watch it live, like right. He did the Kriya. So whatever, you know, I said, the Tziv's good company also, like if he wanted, you know, I thought probably he should do Shiva right away, but he really wasn't Makabo, like, also he wasn't real, I don't know if he got the whole thing, but I saw he wanted to do, because he, right. Which, you know, to me, you know, I see this far of way into the Kfura, just right. Also psychologically here played a role, and also, maybe you could argue he's involved, you know, he's not involved with a waiting for him, but, you know, today with, he was listening to the service, like, they weren't talking about, you know, they couldn't imagine that. So in this case, you know, one could argue, maybe I'm just thinking aloud, that anyway, even if you go with your throat, but in that sense here, everyone agrees if you have your osake, then you wait. So he said he's waiting. So once he's waiting, I said, okay, so let me come up with a svara while he's waiting.
Right.
I'm saying all things being equal, I would have told him if he was ready. In fact, he could have started Shiva on Tuesday, but I swear he wasn't going to do it anyway. So I worked out the shita with the Nativ, and then he actually watched everything. He did the Kriya and everything like that. So actually, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik has an interesting discussion, like in general, but he was Rav's father on this Machokas. He says, we know there's a rule in Avelos, halacha kedivrei ha-meikol ba-Avelos.
Right.
We have a rule that we always go with the meikol, the leading opinion by Avelos. So they point out that, so he wants to say, like we have a, let's say for instance, someone dies in Chol Hamoed. So what do? We bury the person, but everyone agrees, the Shiva doesn't begin until after Yantif. Of course, what does after Yantif mean? So for the Svardi, Rishonim will say, Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa. So some say it should begin right away,
right.
Because that's a Daraisa. Yom Tushani is only Darabanan.
Right.
And others say, Asbine Ashkenaz, it's all Darabanan, so we wait until after Yantav Sheni.
Right.
So therefore, so the way the poets can write it, halacha l'divrei amekel v'aveilus, we count Yantav Sheni as day one, but we don't do Nehigui Aveilus until day two.
Right.
And similarly, Erev Pesach, so there's a whole discussion, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, if you do Aveilus. So we assume Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you could stop being Noheg Aveilus. You know, let's say, the Aveilus is over, you started it before. What happens if someone dies Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and let's say you could get the burial in before? So what do we do? Halacha l'divrei amekel. So then we let that person do the burial, because the machlokas we show them when we take Erev Pesach. And in fact, that seems to be the machlokas. There's a machlokas, Art Scroll versus Ezra's Torah, on this year. It's going to happen next year also. Do you say Vehi Noah Motzei Shabbos? So Ezra's Torah said no. I think Ezra's Torah said, maybe they say yes, I forgot which one. I think Ezra's Torah says yes, and Art Scroll said no. So what's the Nekudas HaMachol? Because this is the issue.
Right.
If you consider, if Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a Yantif, so then you wouldn't say Vehi Noam. But if you assume, it's a Yantif, but it's not a Yantif, it doesn't have the full status, that seems to be the issue there. So that's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says here. Halacha l'divrei amekel v'aveilus, you count day one like Rav Rafal Shapiro,
right,
but you don't start Shiva until the Netziv. And therefore, in this case, let's assume it was Tuesday. So in theory, let's say he'd get up Monday morning, even though he's only starting Thursday. So that person still can do that.
Right.
Because he just started today, but that's and so the question is, because I think everyone's in agreement, I guess, assuming there is a burial, the Shiva begins at the burial, and, or if there is no burial, it's Yeyush.
Right.
So, and obviously Chol HaMoed, we have a burial, then you don't, so the issue is like this, so clearly Shiva doesn't begin until the burial or the Yeyush. The question is, what about Aveilus? In other words, could you have a concept of Aveilus without Shiva? In other words, it seems to be the Machlokas, the Ramban, the Machlokas Rishonim, what is the status between burial and, are you an Avel between death and burial? Does the status of Aveilus just begin at the Kfura? Or no, it begins right away, but you have this, you have this special dispensation. You can leave your house and do those things because you always say that. So that seems to be. So the issue is, let's say, our case of Chol HaMoed. So on Yantav, there's clearly no Aveilus b'Fahesiyah. There's a Machlokas Rishonim with the Aveilus b'Tzina. So what do you mean Aveilus b'Tzina? There's no Kfura. So that's a discussion. Could you separate? It seems to be a machlokas rishonim, the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that whether you could have aveilus without shiva. So in this case, I thought he should have started. Let's assume I would have went with the, and I spoke with Rabbi Simon about it. That's what he thought that you should begin right away, like Rav Shapiro. And so I said, okay, but I said the person didn't want to. So I said he's not doing it. So my question to you is, so is he an Onei now? You mean for the next 2 days? Because he's gonna ask me, could he put on tefillin in the morning? Could he daven? So that could get into the Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush in terms of the Machlokas could be. So it seems like to me it seems strange you should be an Onein, you're not being Osek at all.
Right.
To me, I'm just thinking aloud,
right,
which I'm always doing. I guess that's the book, thinking aloud. Right. So, because it's a general, because the Shaila is like, why do we have the Din of Aninus at all today? Meaning the Din of Karbanos we don't have. But the din of Petur Mitzvah, because the whole reason is because you always take Bekfura. Right. So today we have a Chevra Kadisha. Basically, the Chevra Kadisha takes over right away, and that's it. So why should there be a heter? In fact, there are those, I think, the Chachmasa, the Chayadam, one of them, some poskim write, there's a minority view that there's no aninus today, meaning that there's no aninus Petur Mitzvah. Like, why should you be Pater? And we go, I think, with the note to be Yehuda, that we assume there is an Asek, you're preparing the eulogy, you're thinking about the May, you know, you have to call people to come to the funeral. So that's, you know, the bottom line is that's what we go with. But it seems to be a strong machokas in the other direction. But the minig is clearly, you know, and then there's a further discussion if you're on a plane, which I was. Yeah. I was on a plane going back, because that was a separate issue. Because actually, then there's a Rosh Shlomo Zalman. So I just assume I was the Pashas Amanonin the whole time. But I think Rosh Shlomo Zalman has, while you're on the plane, you're not, before you get on the plane and after, but on the plane you're not. For me anyway, I was basically, I wasn't going to be watching anything on the plane, and I couldn't learn. Right. So I basically, you know, basically that's where I was. I was just probably thinking about my eulogy, right, maybe falling asleep or something. But so that's the issue. So number one, in fact, it was halach l'maisa. Someone once, let's say they died on Shabbos. The parents were nifter on Shabbos, or the father was nifter on Shabbos, and I guess they went to the Rav, I won't say who, and because they said, what should you do for Havdalah? Right. So he said, you know, listen to someone else's Havdalah. But that really, that's not, you know, really, the psak is really, you really shouldn't do Havdalah until you get back. But that's what, So that person didn't listen to the Rav, why not?
Right.
So then, he wanted to know, should I make Havdalah again if I wasn't supposed to? I don't think there aren't any shitas that way, but that's not the norm of Psak.
Right.
So I spoke to Rabbi Simon, and he told me from Rav Abadi that it's okay, you don't have to make another, because why? Because maybe we go like those shitas, that you don't have a din of oni in Bizman Hazeh, then you are chai even Havdalah.
Right.
So, you know, it's a luchat chil, we don't go with that shita,
right,
but it's enough. Others might say then you'd have to make another, you weren't Yotze Havdalah, but that's right. So I'm just saying, so we use that shita already, and this is my thinking aloud part. Right. On the Havdalah, we use it as sniff that Yechayev.
Right.
So here already it's a whole machlokes nitzir before Shapiro when the Avelis actually begins or not.
Right.
So and to say, you know, you're according to Rafo, you're an Avel.
Right.
So therefore the fact that he was an Avel but he didn't start, so we have this concept of Avelis without Shiva. So I was viewing him more as an Avel. So then I guess we got Yom Rishon out of the picture, so therefore, in terms of, so he wanted to know, like, for the next day or two, he wanted to come in and say Kaddish. So if I treated him as an Onin, then I went there with a, and davening. But then, so that's when I spoke to him, you know, so he was leaning towards, yeah, he thought, you know, treat him, I didn't give him all my svar, but he said, you know, treat him like an Avel and he could daven and all that. That's what I went with in terms of that. But I was saying is, I was just thinking about it more. It gets into that whole issue about, I guess there are two options. Either you could say he's an Onain, which is kind of difficult in terms of, because he's not even, I mean, you know, I guess with Gabi and Netziv, I mean, I guess if I'm gonna argue the Netziv, then I'm gonna argue no, he is an Onain, because if watching it on the video, he's being misasik, he's with his brother, with his family, he listened to the service, he did his kriya when they did it. So my kasha is, according to the Netziv, you're an Onin for a couple of days. So I didn't get a clear answer, but I mean, I guess either you're an Onain, I mean, that's definitely a possibility. Right. It's just hard, you know, according to the Mitziv, if he's saying you're waiting to the Kfura, so maybe it's assuming you're being Osek in some way, so therefore you probably should be an Onain. So according to the Mitziv, maybe you shouldn't be davening.
Right.
But I was going with Rafael Shapiro's psak anyway, so I thought he was an Avel.
Right.
But I just say, okay, you're an Avel, okay, so you don't want to sit sitting Shiva, then it's up to you. If you're not,
right.
You know, what does that mean, sitting Shiva? Whether he's sitting Shiva or not,
right.
He was sitting Shiva.
Right.
According to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, it's even better.
Right.
He didn't have, you know, so you don't count Avel, you know, in terms of that. So therefore, that was the Avela Shaila, yeah.
Would it be meaning Makel to be an Onain?
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. That's what I was saying it over. I was thinking, so Alacha Gadivre have Makel Ba'Avela. So I think, because when we say it by Cholomayt, so when Yantiv Sheni, we don't do anything, we count it. There's a reason not to. I guess the question is, being an Avel, in terms of eating, I guess the Shai would be, do you go, you know, is the Yasser and Basar B'Yayin on
that?
Right. I'm just saying, because what's the steer between the Avel? So obviously leaving his house, if you're an Onain, you leave your house.
Right.
If you're an Avel, you don't. I mean, obviously, in his case, he's davening, he's going to shul. But I'm saying is, right, so the question is, in terms of that, so what are you actually doing according to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik?
Right.
So clearly, obviously, you're not sitting Shiva, or else what's the halacha gedivrei Melko b'Avelus?
Right.
So then, but then to say you're an Onain, so it's right, it could be halacha gedivrei Melko b'Avelus, you're not an Onain or an Avel. I mean,
right.
You're only an Avel retro, you know, so that's a good, when I was saying it over, I was thinking, what would Rav Moshe Soloveitchik say in terms of that?
Right.
Like, halacha gedivrei Makel, what are you then?
And right.
So right, so basically if you view him as an Onain, then the Yisr Basar V'Yayin, he can't do the davening.
Right.
If you view him as an Avel, he could do all those things. You know, the Shai would be Avelus Yom Rishon for Tefillin, but everything else, you would be an... And what do you mean sitting Shiva? Whether a person's, what do you mean sitting Shiva? That's our. It's not called sitting Shiva. It's Shiva.
Right.
Whether you could do nothing. Shiva happens. In other words, according to Rafael Shapiro, he's saying you're an Avel.
Right.
If you sit Shiva, that's your choice.
Right.
You know. So therefore, it's not a matter of sitting Shiva. According to Rafael Shapiro, you have a din of an Avel.
Right.
According to the Nitziv, not only you have a divin avel, and shiva. According to the Nitziv, either you can argue as a din of an avel, but you don't count because maybe the Nitziv would agree in this case, since you're not doing anything, maybe you only have a din of an avel. Not, I was pressing. I didn't get any clarity
right.
on that issue. But so I guess the issue. I guess you cover yourself. I guess if you don't have bus of a yayim, you can't have a because that you can't have the post can write. For an onain, it's dafka basar.
Right.
Because like chicken would be okay, like shawarma to have or something, but in terms of that. So yeah, so that's what, the question about ninas comes up, and then, you can get up anytime you want, you whichever, you know, whether you're taking Rav Shapiro's, you're taking the Nitziv, or you're going with Rav Moshe Soloveitchik,
right.
In terms of, you know, Halacha Gadivrei Makel B'Avelus, and of course, what's considered being Makel? It's always the question, what's the Kula, what's the Chumrah?
Right.
But in terms of that.
Right.